USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Southern California and the Southwest bracing for landfall as Hurricane Hillary moves toward the West Coast.
President Biden has a warning for residents.
I urge everyone, in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
The region is under its first ever tropical storm watch. Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says Hillary will likely arrive tomorrow as a tropical storm.
This will bring significant and potentially dangerous and rare impacts to portions of Southern California and the Southwest U.S.
Hillary is expected to weaken before it reaches Southern California, but will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding. It's expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating. Green vowed to rebuild Lahaina and said, "It will take years of work and billions of dollars, but we're committed to this effort, and together we will meet the challenge." A recent poll indicates that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and conservative businessman Vivek Ramaswamy are now tied for second place in the GOP primary. DeSantis saw a significant decrease from his previous 21% support in June. Now both he and Ramaswamy are at 10%. Former President Trump leads the Republican race with a commanding 56% support. The U.S. is entering a new three-way partnership with South Korea and Japan.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
President Biden Friday announced historic actions to increase cooperation between the Indo-Pacific nations. The FBI is looking for a Florida Proud Boy who failed to appear in federal court for sentencing. Christopher Worrell is convicted on 7 counts stemming from his actions during the January 6th riot. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A new poll shows Bidenomics is not working for a majority of Americans.
Americans apparently not feeling good about their finances. Voters bashing Bidenomics. A new Fox News poll shows 52% of registered voters say the president has made the economy worse. The survey also asking Republicans the most important issue facing the country right now. The economy, number one, coming in at 48%, followed by immigration, crime, and election integrity. I'm Laura Winters.
Americans will likely run out of their pandemic savings this quarter. That's according to a study from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. They estimate American households held less than $190 billion in total surplus savings as of June after quickly saving up unprecedented levels of extra funds during the COVID-19 pandemic. It peaked at over $2 trillion in August 2021, surging over the projection from before the pandemic. Sweden is the bronze medal winner of the 2023 Women's World Cup. The Swedes defeated tournament co-host Australia 2-0 in the third-place match today. A first-time champion is guaranteed when England takes on Spain in the grand final Sunday in Sydney. That match kicks off at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. A much-loved television crafting queen has died at the age of 97. Carol Duvall hosted The Carol Duvall Show on HGTV and DIY cable channels for more than 15 years. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.